guitar before?
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Watch for more editions of Sparkling Fun on video cassette from Family Home Entertainment. The magic begins with one of the best-loved Easter productions of all time. Danny Kaye sings and voices, Here Comes Peter Cottontail.
Here, if you peek into this magic egg, you'll see the whole story just as it happened. Peter was just a young whippersnapper, sort of a junior Easter bunny.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity-hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay.
Look for these and other magical adventures on video cassette from Family Home Entertainment.
Hello and welcome to Time Babble, where my colleague and I babble about films, or more specifically time travel films, or films that generally mess about with the concept of time. The films will be a heady mix of highbrow and lowbrow, but the chat will probably end up heavily weighted towards lowbrow. This week we're babbling about the Jules Bass and Arthur Rankin stop-motion television special, Here Comes Peter Cottontail. The special was released in 1971 and became an instant Easter favourite. Bass and Rankin produced about a million of these stop-motion animated specials, mainly Christmas-themed, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman. However, they still threw in a handful of Easter specials now and again. Our film is all about the quest for a new Easter bunny, and despite being a lazy, self-centred party rabbit, Peter Cottontail seems to be the best candidate. Meanwhile, over in an evil lair, January Q. Irontail, who hates all children, thinks he must be the Easter Bunny. Peter, after a heavy night partying, manages to sleep through Easter, and Irontail manages to take over April Valley, Easter, and he then sets about everything the bunnies hold dear. Thankfully, with the help of Seymour S. Sassafras and his caterpillar-piloted time machine, there is a slim chance that Peter may just save the day. The voice cast includes Danny Kaye as Sassafras, Vincent Price as Irontail, along with Casey Kasem as Peter. Casey, as you will all know, is the original voice of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo and Dick Grayson Robin in the animated Batman series from the 70s. The film is a psychedelic delight from beginning to end, from a time when these specials were as much a part of the holiday as presents and painted chicken eggs. The film is available on Blu-ray, DVD and also streaming on YouTube. If you want a far-out experience while stuffing your face with Easter eggs, we highly recommend this movie.
Happy Egg Day, nerds.
Oh, happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Oh, we almost certainly didn't build the entire second half of this series scheduling around this
particular...
Well,
I certainly didn't, because that's your job.
Yeah. One of us didn't, yeah.
That's right.
Where do you even... Yeah.
Where do you begin with this?
Where do you begin? It's amazing.
April Valley, probably. My first question, I guess, is it's called Valley. Well, what happens if Easter falls in March? Do they just have the year off?
No, it never did back then. Never did.
It never did? No.
That's a modern thing.
It's only recent.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, good, yeah. In the 70s, always in April. Yeah.
Fine, next.
Yeah, I think it's decimalisation. Well, that's early, isn't it? Yeah, when did the Americans decimalise? Have they decimalised
71. Yet? 71.
Yeah, 71.
After 71,
this,
yeah.
This was the last time was guaranteed to land in April.
You've done your research this week.
Oh, yeah, looking at my notes, looking at those empty pages.
I think the first line of Mr. Sassafras is, look out, here I come. It's like, oh, my God, he's creepy.
Yeah.
You know what he is? He's a snook oilsman, isn't he?
He is a snook oilsman,
He's totally a snook oilsman.
He is that thing. You want me to turn everything blue?
Well, he's a bit of a spiff too, isn't he, eh?
Yeah.
Do you want to crack a few eggs, yeah? Do you want a word in my shell, like?
I can make everything go red.
Or blue.
You choose.
Come on now, quick. Yeah, he's creepy.
Yeah. His only companion, well, he's not his only companion. He doesn't tend to talk to his caterpillar friend, but he will talk into his hat and into his magic egg.
Yeah, he just peer into his magic eggs, doesn't he?
He likes to peer in his eggs.
Yeah, he does. I mean, we all do, but he really does.
He really does. Yeah.
Far too much.
Yeah, and we all do, but not to the level where it becomes creepy.
Of course not. Unsurprisingly, Sassafras is some kind of deciduous tree.
Oh, and, yes.
You know what? They make drugs from it. MDA.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah,
which is methylene dioxyamphetamine.
Okay. Oh, that would have been a brilliant song in the film, wouldn't it? That could have been like the Supercalifragilistic song.
Yeah, their version. Hallucinogenic, everybody.
Supercalifragilistic. Whatever you just said, adocious.
I think you could put adocious on everything and it'd make it a hell of a lot better.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
It is, yeah. Would you like a cup of tea, adocious?
I might even venture out into the world and adocious onto everything. Yeah.
Do it. It's got Magic Roundabout vibes, isn't it, really? Let's face it. And
it's got that surprisingly. Yeah.
It's wonderfully cranky, clunky. It's got a real basic charm to it.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Yeah, because these guys, every year for like 10 plus years, some just animated, some animated and some stop motion. But these things were just piling out. Yeah. And there's just a weird, homely, but also psychedelic charm about the whole thing. Yeah. It's a weird mix that they managed. I mean, I presume they weren't taking stuff while they were doing these.
They weren't.
If they weren't, wow, that's some brains that need scientific exploration.
Crack open those jars.
Yeah. Oh, look, have a look at those. That'd be normal brains. Yeah.
Very good. Well, it's interesting you mentioned Foster the Snowman because the people that wrote the song Here Comes Peter Cottontail,
yeah,
which was sung most famously by Gene Autry.
Oh, okay. Probably, yeah.
Also wrote Frosty the Snowman.
Right. So, yeah, that makes the country leanings into makes kind of sense. Okay.
Far too much decent information on this one. What a surprise. How did that happen?
Flicks through notes to see how that slips in, yeah.
Basically, Mr. Sassafras.
Such a good name. Seymour S. Sassafras.
Sassafras. Mr. Sassafras, I'm going to call it. Yeah. The Snake Oilsman. He introduces April Valley, where the Easter bunnies live, and they're all really cute little bunnies hopping around. They visit various aspects, bonnet making, the ladies are doing that, what a surprise.
I'm looking for Dr. Goodhead.
You just found her.
A woman.
And then outside there's some chocolate sculptures. Sculpting sculptures out of chocolate, which they call candy carving. I need to pick up Mr. Sassafras on this. It's not candy, is it? It's chocolate.
No, but you know what those Americans are like.
Yeah. Thick.
I'd apologise to our American listeners, but turns out
we lost them two series ago.
Yeah, they were out from the previous joke. Yeah.
But then they call. There's a couple of bunnies they point out the names of, and they really needed to do better. One of them is Milk Chocolate Angelo.
Oh yes, okay, right. The artist. Oh,
pretty bad. At least they're sculptors. Yeah. And Leonardo de Bittersweet. And that's pretty bad, right?
Yeah, they're not even puns, have they? They just done the adocious equivalent on the end.
Yeah, so I came up with a couple. Is that it? To be fair to them, it was actually really difficult.
Yeah, adding a famous painter, artist to a rabbit.
Sculptor. I managed to get three. She's not too bad. Okay. So I had Pablo Trocasso.
Nice,
Edgar Degas.
Edgar Degas, okay.
Yeah. And Henry Moore Fruit and Nut.
Nice. I can only think of Roger Rodin, but you know.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Without any pre-warning of this happening, that's the only one that pops into my brain.
Yeah.
What is that tipping point? So they're doing chocolate sculptures. Yeah.
What are they doing that for?
Yeah, because that's my bugger.
Sorry.
You can have this as an Ask an Idiot if you like.
No. I'm not going to do any this week.
No. Oh, okay. So they're doing chocolate sculptures. Which you will. And yet they're delivering, well, I think from just the one chicken, they're delivering actual chicken eggs to the kids and the other rabbits.
Yeah.
So that combination of chocolate eggs hasn't happened yet. They know there's a connection to do the chocolate sculptures.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's almost like they forgot to enchocify the eggs.
Yeah. That poor chicken looked knackered.
Poor thing.
Lying down on the giant pile of eggs.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Poor thing.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe chocolate eggs didn't come in until 1972.
That's what it is. They're at the forefront.
This was the tipping
point. Yeah, this is the point it all went a bit right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's amazing that Vincent Price did this. He will do anything. Look, this is proof, if you need it, that he will do absolutely anything.
Oh, yeah. You need me to do a voiceover on your pot video? Sure, you need me to do an evil rabbit?
Yeah.
But it's perfect. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, that voice. 71. It's not like he wasn't knocking on at this point. He was still
banging him out.
He was well, yeah.
Just at the end of his beach party run, wasn't he?
Mind you, Corman probably made him do it.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, that's true. Talking me into anything.
Yeah.
So Vincent Price lives in a lair that reminded me a lot of Vincent Price in Edward Scissorhands. Very yes. similar. Laboratory.
Yes.
Or laboratory.
Well, so there's a few Tim Burton-y bits in this, isn't there?
You're very yeah. right. Yeah. Yeah. You yeah. can bring them up.
This whole film, in fact, is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Easter.
Nightmare Before the Day Before Easter.
That's right. Yeah. Luckily, we don't get Danny Elfman on the soundtrack, though. But what we do get is a shed load of songs.
Danny
we got Danny
yeah.
Kaye. And it's kind of a musical.
There's a full musical. There's 5-6 songs in that. This is our second musical. I realised when we were watching, I was thinking, uh-oh, he's going to hit the abort button very yeah. quick on this.
Yeah. Just about to press
waiting.
It.
I was waiting for that message coming
yeah.
in.
Ding. Can we do another one, please?
You didn't tell me that there's songs yeah, in yeah. this. Our second full musical.
I know, right? Yeah.
Who'd have thunked it?
Certainly not me, or wanted it.
No.
and yeah, he's doing evil stuff. He hates children. He wants to take over the yeah. April Valley. Fine, that's okay. Yeah. And the head bunny, the current Easter bunny,
yeah.
has got to choose an heir or a hare. Do they make that joke?
Yeah. No.
I don't think they do they?
No,
there's a come on. No. That is there for the taking. Yes. Any joke is going to be...
a hair to the throne. It's just there.
Come
that
on.
Joke's just there. It's on
just,
the table.
It's there on the table.
It's not on the floor.
It's next to the coffee cup.
Yeah. It's written down. Do it.
So, and he's talking to, he's got like a butler, isn't he?
It's like, yeah, it's like an assistant butler.
Assistant butler.
Yeah.
But then we switch to Vincent Price's laboratory.
January Q.
Yeah. That's him, yeah. And he's talking to the same butler. What's going on there?
I'm not there's a yeah, there's one
I think
or two
there's a
of these inconsistencies
cut.
Through. Well, weirdly, the version, I think the one we saw is the full version, but it's been re-released since in like the 2020s. There's a follow-on film, or a remake film, but they then re-released this, but with 10 minutes missing, and I don't understand.
Well, there was that rather rude bit in the middle, wasn't there?
Yeah, no,
where they get the love eggs.
Yeah, is that with the caterpillar?
That's right, Antoine.
Yeah,
Antoine and his love eggs.
Oh, has Antoine been removed from
I think he has.
The film?
I mean, okay. That is the pivotal bit. You kind of need Antoine.
Oh, maybe they've removed all the sassy Antoine and just put him with like an American accent.
Oh, that'll be it, wouldn't it?
Oh, they've probably politically correctified it.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I don't know what the butler's doing over there. Oh, is that not after, has he put his name in at that point, to be the heir of the...
I mean, a lot of this doesn't bear considering or thinking about, does it?
No, there's a lot of things that don't work, especially
should we
as
just
it goes
enjoy
on.
It?
Yes, yeah, it's not a question. Maybe there's two, maybe they're identical, maybe they
that'll
just...
be it. Ah, evil twin.
Yeah, and they just happen to work for the two.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's
perfect,
it.
Thank you. All good.
Yeah, sorted.
They are talking about how it's going to be decided in a competition... Sorry to pick hares again. Even though they say it's just going to be decided in a competition, he's just said that it's written in their constitution.
Yeah.
So,
that point.
I mean, I'd lost it by that point. Not out of anger, it would be usual. Out of fascination and enjoyment.
Yeah, it's like this stop motion takes you a long time to do, and yet you're making up the script as you do it.
Yeah.
How can you ad lib a stop motion? That seems to be what's happened here.
It is, I think it is. And it's odd how the choices they make is like, a lot of the choices I would make as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
I really love that scene of I really love that scene of Peter having a party in his tent. It's all done
in
silhouettes. Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Gotta get up for work tomorrow. Important competition.
That's right.
Taking on the Easter Bunny.
No doubt, dancing to Chaz and Dave.
Oh God, yeah.
There we go.
Hey. But then he doesn't turn into bed till 10 past 12.
10 past 12, I noticed that.
10 past 12. How's he going to get up at 5:30?
Well, he would use his special cockerel.
His chicken cock.
It's a cockerel, isn't it?
A cockerel?
Yeah. Cockerel. It's a cockerel, as as Natasha Lyonne would say. It's a cockerel.
Do the cockerel. That's quite a Flintstones clock, that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But unfortunately, Irontail has put magic bubblegum in it.
I know.
So it doesn't just glue up his mouth. It makes the cockerel sound so far away that you can't hear it. It's great.
The cock, the doodle, and the do happens way in the distance.
Far too far.
Yeah, magic bubblegum.
So, therefore, Irontail wins the competition that's in the Constitution.
Because Peter slept in.
Because Peter slept in by giving someone one egg. So all Peter's got to do is give someone two eggs.
Two eggs.
This is a Jeopardy.
Yeah. That doesn't seem to get picked up on, but yeah.
No, it doesn't, like most things. And... Iron Tail, like, he's in the castle and he's sort of announcing what's going to happen now to April Valley. And he's saying things like he's bending tulips, he's putting mud and concrete on the eggs, he's turning the chocolate sculptures into tranches and octopuses.
Yeah, because they're scary.
And Glossy's not hats. And the bunnies get to have a sleep. Now, doesn't sound so bad to me.
No, it sounds quite good.
Yeah. Instead of working really hard to make a load of chocolate, that chicken will be pleased. Oh, got some time off.
They don't have to give boiled eggs to ungrateful children.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, sometimes dictatorships can be a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. Time! What is it good for? Not much, really. Mr. Sassafras is creeping on. Keep on creeping on.
Spying into
his eggs, yes.
Yeah.
He takes Peter to his garden of surprises.
He certainly does, Peter falls asleep in the mud and wakes up in a garden of surprises.
He does do that.
Yeah.
He has really been partying far too hard. To resolve the situation, he lends Peter his... couldn't quite work out what that was called?
It seems to get called several different things.
That's what confused me.
Because at the beginning, I did the subtitles thing, so I put the subtitles on so I could get it down. Because at the very beginning, because it's like, well, what did you just say? So it's the Yestermorrober.
Right.
The yesterday, morrow, tomorrow, and then they put B-E-R on the end.
Not mobile.
But then later on, they do call it the Yestermorrober mobile.
The what? I'm enjoying you trying to pronounce this.
Without bursting into song.
Yestermorrobus.
That'd have been good, I think each person says it different, so I reckon each voice actor had a different script and it was said slightly differently.
I think you might be right. As you mentioned before, there's Antoine, the French caterpillar, time travel pilot.
I love Antoine,
I love Antoine.
He's so good.
Goes through a journey, Antoine.
I think in reality, he's what the film's about.
I think so. I think you're right.
I think he is the central character with a beautiful, beautiful Mothra ending. Yeah, it's like a Mothra origin story. Yeah.
You're right. Excellent.
Once Anton arrived, my focus was still on Vincent Price a little bit, but mainly on Antoine.
Hello.
And it leans into every cliche. It's Pepe Le Pew level.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's bad, but it's amazing.
It's great for it.
Yeah.
It's the most you can expect from this.
Yeah. There's worse stuff later.
Oh, yes, you're right. So Antoine tells Peter how a time machine works and it's got buttons. Well, he doesn't really know.
No.
Like everything else, we don't quite know how this works.
Yeah.
So he's got different buttons on the time machine, which are all supposed to denote holidays of the year.
Yeah.
So you've got NY, which is New Year, fair enough.
Yeah.
V for Valentine's Day. Don't get me wrong, a lot of these I had to work out myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
SP, which I assumed was St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
But weirdly, you also get ST, which I couldn't work out what that was.
No.
I think it's like, I don't need to think of a joke now, damn it. It's going to try to think of a joke and I forgot.
Script, editor, script. I had this on my desk before I started, come on.
ST.
Sassafras Tuesday.
There we go. Yeah, they've got ST, which is clearly Sassafras Tuesday. Thank you.
You're welcome.
E for Easter. Very good. M for Mother's Day. I.
Independence.
Independence Day. I was thinking Ignoramus Day, which is the same thing, to be fair.
Yeah. the American listener just come back in the room.
There we
as
go.
Well.
Back out again.
Oh, I heard that slam from here. Oh.
What's brilliant is that it's obviously Independence Day. The one I wrote down was the Ides of March.
You were thinking of the IOM button.
I know. Yeah. It's my classical upbringing. That's what it is.
Nice. To be fair, I did forget to send you an Ides of March card last year.
You really did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did notice. C for Christmas, I assume.
Yeah.
And there was, lastly, there was the GS button. Did you see that? That's the Good Night Sweetheart button.
Oh, thank you, Antoine, for not pressing that button.
Yeah. See, he is a hero.
Yeah, he is a hero. I mean, he'd have fit right in that program, to be fair.
Yeah,
but thank God he didn't press it. Maybe that's the 10 minutes that's been cut
out. That's it. The GS button. You've got it.
Sweetheart lawyers have been right on that.
I mean, that went straight onto the cutting room floor. It's in the vault with...
That film about that clown.
Jerry Lewis, The Day the Clown Cried, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right next to it.
Oh, that's a good double bill.
Imagine.
Oh, support, yeah. That could, yeah, that could be a supporting feature. Oh, Peter Cottontail supporting feature.
Yeah, and then... perfect double bill, yeah. Anyway, I did write down, and this is a circle note, which I've given up doing those things.
We don't need
to. We don't need to. They know what they are.
It's so out there, but people are hearing that without
having
to.
That's true, you're right.
Yeah.
But these controls are madness.
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, yeah, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Okay. This is a really good example.
Are they not in order?
They're not. Well, that's another one. That's a good point. Yeah, they're not in any discernible order. Certainly not
alphabetical or time.
Or time, yeah. But for Halloween, you have to pull a lever. What's all that about?
Yeah. Mixes it up.
At least they don't have a dial, which is one of the first for time machines.
True, yeah. True. Antoine does imply that they can use the other mechanisms to go to other places. There's just these special buttons to take you direct to the holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're travelling, what is it, 100 hours a minute or something?
Yes, yeah, 100 hours a minute.
Yeah. I was going to work out some maths, but then I thought, no.
But there's kind of no point, is there?
No. No, and it's not actually that fast, is it?
No.
If you want to go from, like, October back to, you know, whenever April is, that's a lot of 100 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not that fast. I mean, it's fast.
Yeah, it's faster. What I couldn't work out is whether they were going forwards or backwards.
No.
They went to different holidays, that's for sure.
But I thought this event, falling in the mud, waking up in the magic garden.
The Garden of Surprises. Yep.
Yes, it only seemed like the day after or the day after the day after Easter.
Yeah, it's a bit like Brigadoon, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're going... So he has to go back.
He has to go back if he's going for... Well, yeah, if he...
Unless he's going to next year's, but still makes no sense.
That's still cheating.
It kind of, well, it's cheating, kind of implies it? He's going back to like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And yet we're going right through the calendar.
But if he was going
And this
back,
is before the spiders sabotaged it.
Oh, well, I've got a question about that as well.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well, okay, let's just go on to that and then we'll move on to what you were talking about there.
Oh, as if we can remember what that was.
Yeah, who cares? He started to travel through time. It might be forwards, it might be back. Who knows? Travelling through the air, it's like something.
It's one or the other.
It's like a hot air balloon, but he's travelling through time.
Yeah.
So Irontail gets his sympathetic henchman spider onto a rocket.
Yeah.
You see him fire off in the rocket. You don't actually see what happens, but the next scene, he's
the undercarriage.
He's pulling wires out of the undercarriage of the time machine.
Yeah.
Right? So therefore, the rocket is a time machine. So if Irontail's got a time machine, he should be using it differently, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, Irontail can see what's going on at every point, which, and at one point, he kind of almost correctifies it by saying, if I wait long enough for each holiday, I'll find him, implying that he's travelling into the future.
Yeah. But he's already taken over. He's already the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. So unless you can challenge it every year, but that's not explained in the plot.
No, this is what we need.
That's a line that needs to be put back in.
Yeah, just pop that back in.
Yeah. Just pop that line. And this can be challenged every year.
Yeah, just do some ADR. It's fine.
Yeah.
Do your best Vincent Price impression. I bet. Just say it like just quite straight.
What am I saying?
Something about every year. Or
And this can be challenged every year.
Right, I'm going to put that through Google. And
you're
going to
put that through Vincent Price alert.
I am.
Nice.
Yeah. And this can be challenged every year.
In fact, I might just put this whole thing through Vincent Price.
It'll be Vincent Price Adocious. If that's still in from earlier, which it might not make sense
well
if it
be.
Wasn't. Well, why are we doing that? Why isn't every episode a different actor? Whoa.
Yeah, there we go.
We could be on sat navs up and down the country. Yeah. Where do you want to go? When do you want to go?
I'm really tired.
Time! What is it good for? Mysteries and dreams.
Listen to me!
What I thought was really lovely, actually, my favourite bit, I think, apart from Antoine Obbs, is when they travel through time to the specific days, they drop through the paper calendar with the crossover the date. That's really lovely.
That's
nice, isn't it?
It's the one consistent thing through it, and they just drop through the calendar, and it's just beautiful each time. I love the idea if we looked up and we could see a calendar, that'd be it.
We'd just see a blank bit of paper, and then
but
a rabbit and a French caterpillar falls through it.
That's a good day, isn't it?
Happy Halloween! I mean, that's going to be an improvement on most days, isn't it?
Yeah. Because you go out and be like, there's the calendar. No Antoine.
No.
No rabbit. No. In fact, it looks a bit like a pram, doesn't it?
It does look a bit like a pram.
A pram with an old school till on it.
I like the way you did the action.
Yeah, for the listener.
Right.
Oh, well, that's the Halloween thing, isn't it? He's ringing up but not for the others. Maybe you just get change at Halloween.
Maybe. Even though it's a really beautiful idea, I do have to take umbrage that... I'm going to rephrase. I'm going to say umbrage. How old are we? How old am I?
It's probably right, to be fair.
No, it is correct. No, it's technically yeah, yeah, yeah. correct. We've lost the kids.
But is it too hip for our audience?
It's too hip, isn't it?
They'll all be saying it at church
they
tomorrow.
They will. Umbridge-adocious.
Yeah. Yo, yo, that Jesus is... I'm taking umbrage with that Jesus.
Umbridge-adocious. Anyway, the problem I've got is that for Thanksgiving, they go through to the 25th of December. Thanksgiving is November.
Oh. Is that the same footage as the Christmas fall through?
Yes.
Oh, I watched it twice and I didn't notice that. No. I must have been making notes at that point.
Oh. You're just looking away, weren't you?
Just looking away. Just looking down. My default factory just setting of looking down.
Disconsolately.
Middle distance down. Thinking sad thoughts. They do miss one, don't they? They miss one. Which do they miss?
They miss a lot.
They fly past one, don't they? Because they can't stop on one of them.
They definitely go to Halloween because they meet a kindly witch.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun at Halloween. Yeah, a lot. Halloween was my favourite.
Yeah,
one,
I think so too. Yeah.
I love that witch. The witch was amazing.
Witch was great, yeah.
It was in Sassy, but every single character is pretty much sassy in this film.
Including Sassafras.
Especially Sassafras.
Particularly Sassafras.
Yes, Sassy Sassafras.
So basically what they're doing, Antoine and Peter, are going through time, backwards and forwards, who cares?
We're not sure.
It's a different holidays, trying to give free Easter weeks away to children. No one seems to want them.
Or anyone. The family at Mother's Day, they're a bit snarky. It's like...
It's Mother's Day, I don't want it.
No, aren't they?
I want a grenade. Is it a grenade that they want? Oh, firecrackers, yeah. Same thing.
No, there's the oiks who are just being told off by the firemen, then walk away and ask the rabbit for firecrackers.
That's right.
To be fair, Peter kind of goes, I can fob them off as firecrackers.
Yeah, I mean...
Because he does fib.
He does fib, and when he fibs, his left ear flops down. The trouble with that is only the head bunny knows that, so the others can't tell if he's lying or not.
Nobody else has met him, so they don't know what that signifies. I think that's Peter's conscience, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, your ear does that, doesn't it?
It does.
It's doing it right now.
My ears flap when I tell a fib. It's why I'm hovering at
That's
all
right,
times.
Yeah. You're a bit like a babbling Mothra.
Yeah, I haven't touched the ground since 1982.
I mean, I can't see your bottom half, which is a good thing.
No.
But you've not been sitting on a chair.
No, I haven't sat on a chair since 1984.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It took me 2 years to realise I don't have to sit on a chair, but, you know.
Okay, moving on. I don't know why that's so funny. Okay.
Truth hurts. Truth hurts.
It does. Antoine knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he?
Oh, he does. In the end, he does.
You're right.
I'm not a worm, I'm a caterpillar. Yeah.
Yep.
Time! Yeah! What is They're very little. Say it again. They're very little.
The witch lady, you mentioned the witch lady earlier.
Yes.
I love the Halloween stuff. Yeah. Again, Iron Tail is on the phone.
Talk me through that. Okay, so we're going to
Halloween. Yeah. No, so we're going to Halloween. We can give away Halloween eggs. Who doesn't want a Halloween egg? So he magically paints with the magic paint the eggs to be Halloweeny. We drop in Halloween time. Iron Tail straight on the phone to his witch friend.
Of course
he is. He seems a little bit...
Drunk?
No, blasé about, or like, he's, and she's like, anything for you, January Q, boom, boom, Iron Tail, or whatever she calls
it. Yeah, they've got history.
Hello.
Yeah.
Iron Tail's doing another booty call.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, he does with his Iron Tail, doesn't he? He waggles around all over.
Oh, yeah. Clink, 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 clink. So he basically wants his witchy friend to scare the bejeebers out of our Peter.
Yeah.
But what I love is that she goes and does the thing, her hair's sticking up, she changes colours and all that kind of stuff. And Peter's just like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's beautiful innocence. And she's like, I'm supposed to be scary. And they happily take the eggs. And I love that nobody treats the tricksters. I must tell all in the weirdo community. Yeah. Nobody ever thinks of us and does nice things for us. And then there's just this wonderful flying scene where they all just collect
lovely,
their lovely Halloween eggs. It's great.
It is lovely. At that point, hasn't he won?
Yeah, technically. Okay. Yeah. The end.
But hang on, not the end.
No, because I think my notes at this point get rather strange. I think the bat comes in at that point and steals the eggs again.
Did you work out what the bat's name is?
I think, again, I've written that down here.
I think that changes as well, doesn't it?
Montresor?
Something like that, Montresor, yeah.
The subtitles brought that up as Montrizaur, Montresor.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not convinced that wasn't different on different scenes.
No.
But Montresor's a good name.
It's a good name, yeah.
Because normally you're in Igor territory. Normally
exactly.
exactly that. Short name, but Montresor sounds like some exotic cow. He's a loopy bat.
Going back to what you were saying earlier, at this point, they're saying the eggs can be delivered at any time.
Yeah.
So why does he need a time machine? He's got all the time he needs.
What?
Well, there's no ending to the competition, is there?
What?
It's in the Constitution.
So they didn't need it anyway?
No.
What? But we wouldn't have... It would have taken ages, wouldn't it?
Okay, he's done it a bit faster.
It's gone either backwards or forwards a bit faster than just... But then Iron Tail's just waiting.
Yeah, he's just waiting anyway. He's waiting the same amount of time.
No, so through that film magic of editing, they didn't... But if it didn't have the time machine, we wouldn't be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it'd just be a film about a year and a rabbit giving away some eggs. And it'd be ace, probably. Yeah. But we wouldn't be able to sneak it into our...
Easter special.
Easter special. With our rather loose rules.
This has got a time machine in it. Come on, that's bang on the rules.
Oh, no, this is...
Irrespective of how they use it, that's not our problem.
This has got more time travel in than quite a lot of the others we've done.
Most of the other ones. It's ironic, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Albeit slowly, but I quite like that the time machine just meanders along. I loved that scene where it went through the zodiacs.
Through the zodiacs, yeah.
And then it goes through the stars. And it also reminded me of the Doraemon scene when he travels back and they go through all the Greek alphabet and zodiac stuff. Yeah. And it's just simple animation and again, but it's all you need. Yeah. Really cool. What was your question?
I think I'm going to have to pop this back into the bit about the witch after the Johnny Boom Boom bit. Because at that point, though, they do make a pun about hairs. Because she says, I just love to tease hairs.
Yes. She's also teasing her hair. Yes. And we're about to see
her.
They missed
all the others, but take that one. At least they've done one of them.
One hair joking, yeah. Maybe American TV at that point with swear words and stuff. You can only have one hair pun per 60 minutes.
71, isn't it? Classic.
Yeah. So it's probably obeying whichever network it went out on, ABC or whatever.
Let's call it that. ABC. Let's say it's ABC.
Yeah, they were quite strict about hair-related puns.
They were. They were, famously, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a shame more people didn't know about that.
No. Yeah. I think Lucy built a whole episode around it, I think other than that, that's never been aired since. No. They burned that one as they were filming it.
They did, yeah. That's the other one in the vault with The Day the Clown Cried and the extra 10 minutes.
The Clown Holocaust, yeah.
The Day the Clown Cried and I Love Lucy.
The infamous hair episode,
yeah.
Yeah.
1971.
Yeah, three things in the vault. Until we think of another.
Earlier on, you were talking about Antoine being the centre of this dramatic piece. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Antoine's song is called When You Can't Get It Together, Improvise. And this is exactly what the film is doing.
Yes.
He knows.
Making it up on the spot, stop motion. Yeah.
To which, though, I would add, or lie. Improvise or lie.
And yet the whole film is about teaching Peter not to fib, but improvising and fobbing off
and
your
cheating.
Eggs to any old
fobbing off your eggs.
Fobbing off your eggs to any fool. That's okay. Yeah. It's quite a muddled...
It is. Muddled, you say.
Yeah. But, you know, usually these things have fairly neat He-Man-like morals, don't they? And this one is don't tell a fib unless it's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't tell a fib unless you can get the St. Patrick's Day fools to buy into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's not a... Maybe not do that.
And Antoine, he gets stuck in time.
Oh. He leaves him. And I loved his old snuggly in his Father Christmas beard.
Yeah,
he was having a lovely time.
He's having a lovely
time. I think at that point, I suspect he'd already started cocooning.
He probably had. Yeah. He needs to be left alone for that.
But Peter had met the Dolly Bird, Bonnie the Bonnet.
Bonnie the Bonnet.
So he was straight off with Bonnie.
Wouldn't he? Ditched Antoine straight away.
Oh, God, yeah. It's like, we completely forgot about you, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know how to land this.
Oops.
Oops. I hope I don't bump into you in the future.
Yeah. Do they go to Valentine's Day, which is where they paint the love eggs?
Yes. Yeah. That's also the one that where Bonnie does the, I think I know what you're going to do next. Holds up the tin of paint and they have a right old laugh
Don't
on
they?
The perambulator.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to paint.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love eggs. Then Peter goes off with another, I don't know, somebody.
I don't know. I lost it at this point.
By this point, he's all over the place. Yeah.
Very like this film. I don't know quite how to end this.
I think if Santa could crash into the podcast.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, there we
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Because the whole thing's just neatly, just Santa just crashes into Irontail, and there's your eggs, Peter.
Yeah, all done.
See you next year.
And out, if it stops really quickly.
Well, it stops quickly for a sing-song. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Of course. Maybe we should go out on a sing-song.
Oh, my God. Did one of us write the lyrics down?
Nope. And now it's time for... Unless you've got anything else, which I doubt you have.
No.
You've been with Antoine improvising all along, haven't you?
Yeah, Antoine's been lovely, yeah. I need to find where my doodah is.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So, should we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Of course we should. We're duty bound.
Oh yeah, legally bound.
Legally bound. And now it's time for...
I call a brick!
Would you like to go first?
I can do, because it's rubbish.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, change that a bit of a lifetime.
Yeah, but I normally don't fully accept that it's rubbish. This is quite bad. But I've gone for a more general... One of the things that the film, for me, didn't really cover. And it's something that's...
This is going to be a long poem.
Yeah. So everything this film hasn't covered is what I'm going to haiku about. It's just the age-old problem. I'll do the thing. Yeah. Haiku, obviously.
You know what? At this point, I didn't even question what it
no,
was.
No, I know. I could tell the listener was confused. So it's like, oh, what's he going to do? He's like, no, you know what I'm going to do. Why are the bunnies delivering chicken eggs? Will someone tell me?
Petulant haiku, nice.
Yeah. I've got three question marks after that.
Very nice. Very nice.
Still, to this day, it's the thing that still confuses me.
Yeah, to this but day.
To this day.
And after this, not anymore.
No more.
No more.
Nothing.
No, we're done.
There's that floor.
That's right. Looks down again. Returns to the usual position.
And until next time, Babble.
It's like Babble Bagbus.
Yeah. Well, Andrew stares at the floor. All the other podcasters go to sleep.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
I've honed in on a character.
Nice.
Single character. And I've gone haiku.
Sweet.
No, I don't think you should go haiku.
No.
You know what? This one came fully formed into my bonds.
Oh. Yeah. Is this like waking up and remembering yesterday? Is that how that works?
I can't remember.
Sweet.
Okay, here we go. Mr. Sassafras, the MDA snook oilsman, peering into eggs.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
See that one right at the beginning.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, record that bit again so we can really understand what's going
just
on.
Just go back now, yeah. I had made a note about that I was hoping the film would answer the age-old question, blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't be bothered.
No.
So I thought, it doesn't need it because it is where it is. Yeah. And everybody's confused by that timeless riddle.
And everyone is confused.
Aww.
Oh. There we go. Done.
Yeah, the end.
The end.
The end.
Black leather, crash, crash, crash. Black leather, kill, kill, kill. I got that feeling, black leather rock.